How changeable King Saul was. At one moment he was trying to kill David, the next minute he was guilty and sad when David spared his life.
Blessings on you, David. You shall do heroic deeds and be a great conqueror.
Not long after, Saul and Jonathan were in a battle with the Philistines, and a messenger brought David news.
David, I bring you sad news. Your friend Jonathan and King Saul were killed in battle.
David did not rejoice. He mourned that Jonathan, his best friend, was gone. He had no joy of revenge that Saul, who had tried to kill him, was now dead. David mourned with the people of his nation and gave a great tribute.
Your glory, O Israel, is slain upon your high places. How are the mighty fallen? Saul and Jonathan, beloved and lovely, in their lives and in their death they were not divided. They were swifter than eagles. They were stronger than lions.
Not long after this, the leaders of all the tribes of Israel came to David.
We are like your brothers, David. Even when Saul was our king, we looked upon you as our real leader.
The Lord has told us that you should be the shepherd and leader of his people.
Long live the king,
David!
So they crowned David king of Israel. David honored God, and so God honored him. Through all of his troubles, God was with David. God has a plan for your life, too. God wants more than anything else for you to be his child in his heavenly family. God's word says, "But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the children of God, even to them that believe on his name." God wants you to receive his son Jesus as his gift to you. He is the greatest gift that you will ever receive. God gave you the gift of physical life when he created you. He will give you the gift of everlasting life when you are born again. You can receive this gift when you invite Jesus to come into your heart. Let's do that right now. Dear Jesus, come into my heart. I need you. I'm sorry. Please forgive all my wrongdoings. Make my heart clean. Thank you for going to Calvary's cross for me. Thank you for forgiveness and a new everlasting life. Amen.